Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Part 10. Jim stood on the square he had visited before with Anderson when they'd been after the Soul Eater. It didn't look exactly the same. He was pretty sure the houses had changed colors for one. But the fountain was the same, and the crowd was still big. This time, however, the spirits had created a big circle and stood around him, watching him. Most of them looked curious, as if they had forgotten what a living person looked like. Mary Louise stood next to him, having changed her appearance somewhat. She was dressed in a set of clothes that made Jim think of a high school debate team. In front of them stood three spirits, two men and a woman. Jim felt like he was in a courtroom when one of the men raised his hands and clapped them together with a loud sound.
"Quiet, all of you!" he shouted.
The crowd around them fell silent, except for the occasional whisper.
"Mr. Corrigan," the woman said.
"Mary Louise has already brought your issue to our attention." "So, I take it you three are the ones calling the shots in the spirit world of San Francisco?"
"You could say that, at least for the purpose of this meeting."
"Then I hope you can understand that what I did a few weeks ago, killing Anderson when he became physical, was something that had to happen, and not something I did because he was a spirit. Because that's apparently been some kind of issue."
"Yes, we understand," the other man said. "And since he has now reassembled himself in the spirit world, I doubt it will matter much longer."
"Good, because, to be honest, I kind of miss talking to you." The woman gave a hint of a smile, but continued to look as serious as the two men.
"Mary Louise has shared the stories about recent spirits losing their chance to proceed. When someone does so by choice, we encourage the spirit community to embrace them, and that will also happen to these, unfortunate individuals."
"Did you manage to find Simon Trinh? Mary Louise said she couldn't find him."
"We did."
The first man gestured to his left, where a small Asian boy stepped out of the crowd. He was with a young woman who held his hand.
"We've made sure he's taken well care of."
"That's at least something. So they will never get the chance to proceed, as you call it?"
"Never say never. There's always a chance. But that's getting into things that don't concern you, Mr. Corrigan."
"Well, I'd love to know what happens when they proceed. Most humans would, but you're right. Anderson's the order of business."
"We've already sent someone to check the forest, but as you might have guessed, he has already relocated."
"Yeah, I figured. He's not stupid. But how do we stop him from killing random people off with his little nasty pets?"
"In this world, we can sense the barrier being broken. Normally, we don't think too much of it, because many spirits go back and forth, many of them to speak to people like yourself."
The woman pointed to him.
"But it is possible for us to regulate the way spirits cross over. In effect, create a wall with a gate."
"Make Mexico pay for it?" Jim mumbled.
"Excuse me?"
Nothing. Never mind. So, are you saying that should stop him from sending his pets through?"
"It's going to make it a lot harder, at least."
The first man gestured to the spirits around him.
"He'll have to come here to cross, and we'll see him. Or the pet, as you call it."
"And you can keep it on this side?"
"We won't promise you the moon, Mr. Corrigan."
The second man looked directly at him.
"Anderson Kramer is a very powerful spirit and has many years of experience navigating both this world and yours. But we can make it a hell of a lot more difficult for him. hopefully difficult enough that he decides to find another way of gathering energy.
What if he just starts going for the spirits in here instead? Jim said. If that's possible, I mean.
The spirits are safe from him. I don't see how he would be able to hurt us. He sounded confident.
That's good. I wouldn't want you guys to get hurt either.
In any case, we'll keep you updated through Mary Louise here. She claims you've made an arrangement for her to be your contact.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel, because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Jim looked at Mary Louise, who smiled up at him and winked.
Yes, yes we have.
Very well, the woman said. But we'll also tell the spirits to keep an eye on you in general, and an eye out for unusual things in your world. You might notice more of them around you. If they spot something, we'll notify you immediately.
Jim smiled. So, it'll be like old times, huh?
Better, I should think,
the first man said. Hopefully you will find you can trust us more than Anderson.
That sounds good.
So, you guys have a good day. I'll just have a word with Mary Louise and get out of your hair.
The three spirits nodded at him, turned away, and went into the crowd. Slowly, the spectators began breaking the circle and wandering off. People also began talking again, and the sound level on the square increased. Jim took Mary Louise by the hand and led her to the fountain. He sat down next to her on the edge.
So, you're my official contact.
Wasn't that what you wanted?
Yes, but I don't want to put you in any position where you can get in trouble or get hurt.
I won't. I'm not alive, Mr. Corrigan.
Okay, first of all, you seriously need to call me Jim, okay?
She smiled. Sure.
And second of all, I'm glad to have you on my team, kiddo. Just watch yourself.
I will. I promise.
Good. I'll see you around.
Jim squeezed her shoulder and closed his eyes, shifting out of the spirit world and into the normal world again. He was lying on his bed when he opened his eyes. The first thing he noticed was that Rhea was lying next to him. She was on her side, her head close to his shoulder. She held on to his arm in her sleep. Jim looked up into the dark ceiling. He could have been annoyed that she hadn't stayed with the others, as he'd told her to, but he thought he knew why she'd crept into bed with him. She was still fully dressed, and she'd wanted comfort, like a kid having a nightmare. He was convinced that not only had Rhea been as insecure about their new relationship as he had, as they'd both been lonely for a long time, although him the longest, but that she had also had a much harder time with the news about Hounslow and her stolen blood than she'd let on. She was actually scared and needed comfort. Jim rolled to his side and put his arm around her. He was also still dressed, but he didn't care. He put his face close to her hair and inhaled, smelling the clean scent of her through her scalp. There would be time enough tomorrow for dealing with Susan Trin, telling her that her baby's killer was being dealt with, and that Simon was, if not at peace, then at least taken care of. He would let Mercedes think of a way to say it diplomatically. She was the only one of the team that was religious, and she sometimes had an easier time using the right words. There was time enough to deal with Andrew and Feline, with Mercedes being jealous and with the world in general. Right now, The only thing that mattered to Jim was the slow breathing of the woman next to him. He felt her shift against him. She whimpered in her sleep, and Jim stroked her hair gently.
"It's okay. You're not alone."
He wasn't sure if he was talking to her or to himself.
Hi, this is Klaus Holm, the author of Tempest Investigation. Are you a fan of the story? And do you enjoy creating fan art or fan fiction? Then please share it with me. You can send it to my email, klaus@klausholm.net, or contact me at my Instagram, which is @klausholmwriter. We will share your images and perhaps even read your fan fiction out loud in a special episode. So if you love Tempest Investigation, share your love with me.
Big shout out to you for making it through the hectic holiday season. This new year, get clean, quality, pregnancy nutrient support off your to-do list, including Ritual's best-selling essential prenatal multivitamin, designed with 12 traceable key ingredients to support a healthy pregnancy. With big changes coming up, take the small steps now and start today with 30% off a 3-month supply at ritual.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.